fault.
BBC News with Julie Candler. The United States is reportedly withdrawing its military personnel from a base in Yemen on account of increasing insecurity in the area. Al-Qaeda fighters stormed a nearby city on Friday before being driven out by local security forces. Bharat Shishani reports.
The American troops have been stationed at the Al Ain Air Base in southern Yemen, where they have been training Yemeni pilots to fight Al-Qaeda. It's understood that all those still stationed in the country will now be withdrawn, though this has not been confirmed by the Pentagon. Yemen had been a key base in the U.S.'s war against Al-Qaeda, but that conflict is now of less importance than the struggle to prevent the country fracturing into rival states.
The Yemeni president, Abu Rabah Mansur Hadi, has demanded that a rebel militia withdraw from the capital Sana'a. The militia, made up of Shia Muslims known as Houthis, seized control of Sana'a last year, and Mr. Hadi recently fled to the south of the country. He said he would make sure that the state reasserted control over the Houthis' heartlands in the north. As a deadline approaches for a deal that would end the long dispute over Iran's nuclear program, both Washington and Tehran have given markedly upbeat assessments of their negotiations. The U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, said significant progress had been made and added it was now time for hard decisions.
This has been a 2.5 year or more process. But we recognize that fundamental decisions have to be made now, and they don't get any easier as time goes by. It is time to make hard decisions. We want the right deal that would make the world, including the United States and our closest allies and partners, safer and more secure. And that is our test.
Earlier, the Iranian president said there were still disagreements, but that everything could be resolved. The president of Sierra Leone, Ernest Bai Koroma, has extended a lockdown to combat Ebola, ordering the country's entire population to stay at home for 3 days from the end of next week. The government had previously indicated the lockdown would be confined to Freetown and northern parts of the country. Richard Hamilton reports.
Friday's lockdown will be the third major operation of its kind in Sierra Leone, following previous lockdowns in September and December. The government had hailed them as great successes. President Koroma's statement came as he announced a 4-week national campaign to drive Ebola out of the country. Around 3,700 people have died from the virus in Sierra Leone. Generally, the number of cases has fallen in West Africa, but aid agencies are warning against complacency, saying it might take weeks or even months to completely eradicate the disease.
World News from the BBC. The main opposition in Senegal has named the imprisoned son of its former president as their candidate for the next elections. Karim Wade is on trial over corruption charges. A verdict is expected in the next few days. His father, Abdoulaye Wade, was in power from 2000 to 2012 when he was defeated by the current leader, Macky Sall. Karim Wade denies charges of embezzling more than $200 million, saying the accusations are politically motivated. Thousands of anti-austerity demonstrators from across Spain have gathered in the centre of Madrid. They're protesting against the policies of the centre-right government and Spain's long-running economic problems. Guy Hedgeco is in the Spanish capital.
We've seen tens of thousands of people converging from different parts of Spain. They've been arriving in central Madrid over the last couple of days, really, many of them. And it's a repeat of an event that we saw this time last year when people were demanding what they called bread, a roof and work. And that is an end to the inequality they see and the very high unemployment that they believe this government has allowed to get out of hand. It's an unemployment rate that's at 24% at the moment, which rises to around 50% for younger people.
Seven children from one Orthodox Jewish family have died in a house fire in New York, apparently after a hot plate overheated and caught fire. Fire department officials said the mother and a teenage girl survived after jumping out of the window of the house in Brooklyn. They're in a critical condition. Ireland have won rugby's Six Nations Championships after a thrilling final day. First, Wales chalked up an emphatic victory over Italy to go to top of the table, but their lead was short-lived as Ireland crushed Scotland. That meant England had to win by at least 26 points in the final match against France. They could only win by 20, allowing Ireland to take the Northern Hemisphere's top tournament for a second successive year. BBC News.